Seriously, who hasn't fallen asleep somewhere? I mean, somewhere, and someone could have taken a photo of you. Come on. Come on. What a weekend. What a weekend. So many stories out of the sporting weekend, and we get to talk about it all day, all night here on the Home of Sport, SEN. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a new week on this Monday morning. Can't wait to engage with you on the Motorola open line. Hello, Moto, 1300 01 1170, or get on the Edgewater Homes text line. Be early to make your points this morning. I think we've got a bit to discuss. 0457 736 736. Queensland listeners tuning in for this first hour before you get Pat and Heels. We must be almost... Is daylight savings there next week? We must be close to that, but you get us for the first hour, and then you can keep on tuning in on the SEN app, and we're broadcasting out of 1170 AM studios in Sydney. And yes, daylight savings will end this Sunday morning. You get the extra hour of sleep, so that's pretty handy. Greg Alexander with me. Where do we possibly start from a rugby league weekend which started last Thursday night? And we already discussed it on Friday morning, the incredible grand final rematch. But we do have to start with rugby league, because this is an extraordinarily good start. Until last night, every game in the round was decided by 12 points or less. Three games decided by two or less, two golden point games. I mean, it was just drama and event and controversy, game after game after game. It was so good.
It continued to give, didn't it, Vossie, all weekend? And you're right, started with the Eels and the Panthers. Can I just go through the top four as it stands right now? The top four.
Yes.
The Broncos, the Seagulls, the Dolphins, and the Warriors. Mm. Anyone think that was possible? I know we're only a small sample size, four rounds. I know it's only round four. Well, I think we're going to start with Sunday. We're going to start with yesterday, because there was three games yesterday. It was very unusual. It was triple treat Sunday. And start with the Warriors beating the Dogs. The Warriors came from 8-0 down and 14-6 down during the second half. So the Dogs had an 8-point lead twice through that game. The Warriors, they're a different side. It was so good to watch Sean Johnson play the way he did yesterday. It was so good. That's the best he's played in a long time, Vossie. I know he's had, there's been moments of, you know, Sean Johnson brilliance. There've been fewer moments over the last 3 or 4 years, but that is the best all-round game I think I've seen Sean Johnson play for a long time. So that was a great win from the Warriors. Newcastle, I thought the Raiders would get them. After their win over the Sharks last week, I thought the Raiders were set to go back-to-back. And Newcastle surprised them. Lachie Miller was just everywhere. Lachie Miller was involved in everything. Not everything was brilliant, but I've never seen a player new to the game with only 10 games under his belt try as hard to make an impact in a game than Lachie Miller. Just had so many touches the footy. And then the Sharks demolished the Dragons in the second half. Vossie, I watched the first half and then listened and watched a bit of the second half. So all of a sudden I flicked KO on while I was driving home, and it was 32-8, and I didn't think I'd missed much footy at all. The Dragons fell apart in the early part of that second half. Very disappointing. Very disappointing.
Well, it was 8-6 through 32 minutes to the Dragons.
Correct.
So from the 32nd minute, it is a 34-0 landslide for the Sharks. I will say this morning, and Dragons fans obviously come out of the woodwork and give an assessment of all manner of things there. And Anthony Griffin is a coach under pressure. There's no doubt about that. But I will go on the positive. I believe Cronulla have the ingredients now to win this premiership this year. I think with some of the heavyweights coming back to the field. Now, last year, I think they overachieved in getting second with a draw. You can deny it, but the fact was they had a softer draw than the other leading teams in the comp last year. That got them to second on the ladder. Then they crashed out in straight games. But I go through their side, and the return of Nicho Hynes, who just gets better and better.
Fullback, good was
tick. Fullback, tick. Wingers, tick.
Yep.
Centres either side, Talakai Ramian, tackle busters and offloaders either side. Edge back rowers now who play 80 minutes, Nicara Wilton. Wilton's big improver. Like, he's getting better by the week. Then you got some hard heads in the forward pack. What Cameron McInnes did off the bench yesterday, really good. Dale Finucane's going to do his job in Royce Hunt, Braden Hamlin-Welly, Toby Rudolph. You get minutes. Blake Brayley, more than competent. I think the key to him, like being really good and a premiership winning side, Matt Moylan needs to be very good. He can't be loose. He has to fit in with the team. That, to me, seems to be the only position where he can float a bit in and out, not be maybe as consistent. If he can be a big contributor every week, look out. Cronulla have got a lot of points in them every match they play, is my take from last night. And not just because they played a Dragon side that fell in a heap.
No. I agree with you. And they looked at the first try that they scored, that was a classy try from Nico Hines, who you have to say, would Nico Hines on last night's effort against the Dragons, that was one of the top three performances of the round for sure. Nico Hines, first game back.
Yeah.
That oozed class.
I know it's hard for you because you're in the New South Wales mix origin, but I think Hines goes past Moses' first choice second halfback if Cleary's out. I think Cleary's one, Hines two from a New South Wales perspective. I think he's...
It was very good. So we've seen Nico Hines twice this year in the Indigenous game where he was man of the match, and going off that form, you thought, well, you know, can he raise the bar from what he did last year? Vossie, last night against the Dragons was raising the bar.
Can I push you for a drink-wise unmissable moment? If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. From a round of football, which started with the Cleary two-point field goal moments, but can I throw out from the Battle of Brisbane Friday night, what Mark Nichols did in saving a try on Selwyn Cobbo, to me, is the try save for the ages. Like, I mean, that was big front rower in the corner, desperately tosses a hand up and knocks the ball out. Now, you watch it in slow motion and you think he's got time to think, react there. You watch it in normal speed. How the hell did he do it? Like, that's just, that was one of the most amazing, the fact that it's a front rower on an athletic winger, you know, in front of 50,000. That, to me, drink-wise unmissable moment, Mr. Mark Nichols, I'm saluting you this morning.
Yeah.
Top that,
Vossie. I as Selwyn Cobbo ran over both those Dolphin players, and I think it was it Tessie New down that side of the field who tripped up. He got hit by Cobbo. He fell on Mark Nichols, so they landed on each other, the two Dolphin players. And then as Selwyn Cobbo went over the top of both of them, Nichols somehow got his hand up and made contact with the ball just to strip it out. Good moment and good nomination. Good nomination.
Can you top it, Brett?
Well, I probably can't top it, but I was out at a Core Stadium to do the South Manly game on Saturday night.
Yep.
And for Lachie Ilias to kick the goal to make it 13 points, the John Sattler number, the John Sattler stand and applause after 13 minutes was very special. It was a beautiful moment. And then for Lachie Ilias to kick his first field goal, first NRL field goal.
Yeah, good comeback.
That was
good
pretty
comeback,
special.
Brandy. Our listeners can contribute drink-wise unmissable moments, if you like, this morning, because there's so many things. It's a nice positive to have. Often there's going to be some serious critical analysis, obviously, this morning. But if you want to be positive, drink-wise unmissable moments, if you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. And the photo, too, or the image on field, Jason Demetrio out there with the team, Scotty Sattler there, obviously tears welling up. I mean, it was high emotion. And then for the number 13 to be the common thread throughout the night, the winning captain wears number 13, South's winning score, 13. I think Cody Walker, 13th career double. Just 13, 13, 13, and 13, 13, 32. 13 points to 12 was quite extraordinary with forward pass controversy and all of that that we'll get to later in the program. Now,
I know,
but forward passes. We'll get to it. Keep your powder dry for a moment. Just want to go through for Victor Sports. Victor School and Sports Club supplies, victorsports.com.au, injuries. Sean O'Sullivan, that's so disappointing. Full tendon rupture off the pec, out for up to 16 weeks. That is desperately, disappointing for Sean and for the Dolphins after a great start to the year. Tessie New facing at least 4 weeks on the sidelines after playing through damage to his medial ligament. He was absolutely hobbled out there the other night. Katie Nikorima being cleared of any fractures after being ruled out of the game with a facial injury. Kurt Mann likely has a Category 1 concussion. As we know, that's mandatory stand down. Really concerned about Tohu Harris today. A knee injury he suffered in the second half for the Warriors. The NRL physio did a little bit of analysis of that one. Mm-hmm. And
What did he think?
He thought there's real chance of ACL you watch the mechanism of it all.
Yep.
So that's a worry. And for the Titans, AJ Brimson, the hamstring. Brandy, you're the athlete. I'm not. I'm Mr. Mm. No Pain, No Pain. But that was an amazing shot on the Fox League coverage on Saturday afternoon where the trainer's out there doing the test on AJ Brimson. And I've never seen this before. A player with a hamstring injury, sure, they come up and they hold it. He's on his stomach and the trainer gets to work and feel where the injury is. And when he finds a point, AJ Brimson screams in agony. Yep. So that's not a strain, is it, Brandy? That's got to be full tear. Yep. That's 6 weeks stuff.
Yeah, Vossie, I bumped into Sam Verrills last night at Fox. Sam was on the Matt John show last night, and Sam was talking to me about his injury, his collarbone, which needed a plate in it. So he's out for anywhere between 8 and 10 weeks. He said AJ Brimson will be 6 weeks with the hamstring. Mm. It's a grade 3 tear. Kieran Foran will be out between 4 and 6 weeks with a calf injury. So they've just lost their spine. Apart from Tanner Boyd, they've just lost the three key players in their side.
And the Cowboys, Murray Taulagi, also Taulagi, knee injury as well, medial. So he's facing time on the sideline. It's a big injury list out of the weekend. Thanks to Victor Sports, Victor School and Sports Club Supply, supplying schools sports throughout Australia. VictorSports.com.au. Check out the website. By the way, the tipping comp, we both got 6 on the weekend. Michelle, only got 4. So Brandy and Michelle tied on 19. I'm up to 17. It's hardly something to shout from the rooftops. But anyway, that's where we're at. And for Bailey Ladders, Worksite Trusted for over 60 years, this is the ladder. We're trying to ignore a bit of the controversy, but Brandy's already mentioned the top 4. Broncos 8, Seagulls, Dolphins, Warriors, Roosters all on 6. Then you've got the whole bunch of teams on 4. Panthers, Rabbitohs, Storm, Dragons, Bulldogs, Titans, Cowboys, Knights, Sharks, Raiders and Eels on 2 points. Tigers, sadly, the only team without a win. So one unbeaten side and one team without a win. That is thanks to Bailey Ladders, bringing safety and efficiency to the worksite for over 60 years. I've got the platform ladder. If you don't have a platform ladder, you're kidding yourself. You're risking your life, to be quite honest. Mm. Get one of the Bailey Ladders with a platform. Far safer than climbing up the old conventional ladder. Now, Joseph Swalii is off to rugby union. We know that. That's going to happen down the track. I thought Brandon Smith came off the top turnbuckle and delivered a hammer blow in reaction to the news of 1.6 million. Let us play a little bit of the man they call the cheese.
Rugby really got a gem there. Peter Volandi said, go over, get that easy money and then come back to the real sport. 1.6 million could have been spent better on the grassroots of rugby. A $1.6 million winger from the Roosters isn't going to help you beat the All Blacks.
Good, Zad. Never play speaking so openly like that.
Some truth in that. We are catching up with Tim Horan, aren't we, to discuss the Joseph Swalii signing?
Will you tell me, Brandy, what's your thoughts? Value for money, 1.6. If that's the figure, 1.6 million a season for
what
Joseph
Swalii. What are they hoping
Swalii
to get out of it? Is it as much about we've got this player, this big name from rugby league to rugby union? So is it as much about what it provides them off the field as what it does on the field, Vossie? I think, you know, there was always a bit of that when they signed Rogers and Matt Rogers and Wendell Saylor and Lottie Tekeri.
You're talking blokes that had massive scrapbooks.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. And I threw the question out yesterday when we were discussing on Fox. I said, what position will he play? Like, is he a fullback and does he have a kicking game? I don't know that. Did he play fullback as a schoolboy in rugby? Surely he doesn't. They don't sign 1.6 for a winger.
But, Brandy, what about the business of it? 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, rugby could have got him for $200,000. and didn't stump up. Could have got him for 200, great young talent, $200,000. If he had have stayed in rugby union, if they had have got him, they would now be paying him probably $400,000 to $500,000. Yeah. Is probably what they were thinking they're paying.
Yeah.
Now they're paying more than three times that to get him back from rugby league. How is that good business? And does he bring anyone through the gate with respect?
No.
Probably not. Is he the personality who's going to you put on all the billboards and do the interviews and all of that? Probably not. I don't think he's the effervescent character that you get the whole package with Joseph Swalihi, as good as he is. As good as he is. Like, he's an outstanding talent, quite obviously. But 1.6, good luck to him. Good luck to rugby union.
Hard to knock it back.
Yeah, 100%. Now, just run through some of the other sporting headlines, because there's people just queuing up to have a say. There's bunker controversy out of the weekend. There's forward passes. All of those things we want to talk about. Western Australia won the Shield again. Back-to-back titles. Won by 9 wickets against Victoria.
I did watch AFL, a bit of that over the weekend.
Did you?
I did watch a bit.
You're amazing. You are amazing.
Yep.
Just fitting the Shield in your schedule. Yeah, you watched a bit. Okay. The Swans can win the competition in the AFL based on how they have started and come out of the blocks. Absolutely smacked Hawthorn 118-37. That was outstanding. The Giants went down to the West Coast Eagles across in Perth. We'll run through other scores as well. The Socceroos beating Ecuador. Second match of that two-game series coming up tomorrow night in Melbourne. The poor old New South Wales Waratahs find themselves second last on the Super Rugby ladder. They put up a fight against the Chiefs, but just not good enough. Confidence low, says Coach Coleman. So there's a bit there. And a few other sports. The biggest run chase in the history of T20s happened overnight. We'll tell you about that, South Africa and the West Indies. But I think we need to let you off the leash right now. Get on the Motorola open line, 1300 01 1170. Got a stack of prizes to give away as well today. If you want to get on the Motorola open line, be the opening batsman or the opening bowler, and get on the Edgewater Homes text, 0457 736 736. Come at us with whatever you like. Ramp it up on a Monday morning. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.